Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to get your life back? Then get ready for Burn Bright today with Jennifer Marcinelli on Transformation Talk Radio now. Follow along the show as Jennifer explores a variety of topics and issues, including the energetic causes of burnout, all with a mission of empowering listeners to be true to themselves. As an energy medicine practitioner, speaker, author, and board-certified holistic nurse, Jennifer has discovered new and exciting healing tools and resources and can't wait to share them. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Get ready for your monthly dose of inspiration and illumination on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli, now.
Hey, everybody. I'm Dr. Pat, and I am here with Jennifer, Jennifer Marcinelli. For those of you out there and you're thinking, wow, you know, yes, there is somebody like Jennifer. And what she does is she helps all of us learn how to burn bright today. And today is an especially important day. You know, there is a sense of awakening. And when you think about the sense of awakening, it's hard to put your finger on it because the oddest things show up. Whether you're Jennifer and you're working with clients about how to shine as bright as a diamond, how to heal what's inside of you, how to heal from your past, how to heal from this moment, whatever that is, this is a new and exciting day to talk about not just the tools that she discovered, but what is it about the energy right now of awakening? And that's what today's show is about. We're going to talk about what awakening is. And there is a song that Benny's going to cue up for us today. And it's a song by one of my favorite meditation people, Alaya Dow. And so when I think about what she does and how her music captures the message of our time, I am very, very struck by what she says, how she says it, but what the music says. And back in the day, she wrote a song, and the song she wrote was, it grabbed me the minute she wrote it and the minute I heard it. And I thought, wait a minute. What is that song saying? You know, what is awaken? What does that mean? You know, what is the message from that? And I remember many, many years ago, Benny, the first time I think I had her on the show, I thought, what is this in the powerful message of awaken and awakening? And that's what today's show is about. The idea of awakening doesn't always show up the way we think. It doesn't always show up as this big, bright light. It may be small instances, small events. Sometimes they don't look so bright, but they're carving out a pathway. They're carving out a yellow brick road for each of us. Jennifer, it's great to be talking about this. What do you think about the yellow brick road being carved out for you today?
Oh, so, yeah, and hey, Burn Brighters, I'm so happy to be here with the entire Burn Bright community today, and I'm so glad we're on talking about the awakening, and I just love your yellow brick road, because for me, I think it's actually a golden brick road at this point, and I'm feeling super good about where all of these changes have led me, and as you guys know, I went through some battered and bruised all the way through 2019, up through 2020. And I am just so excited to be talking about today because for me, and we've talked a lot about the hero's journey, and Benny, you can put up the picture of the hero's journey that I talked about when I was writing my book. But for me, having done my inner work and following my steps and using all the tools that are available, including astrology and numerology, it has, for me, really helped catapult me finally over the threshold. And I've walked across the bridge and I've stuck my stake in the ground. And I said, this is who I am, and I'm going for it, and I am going for broke. And we're basically now on this golden pathway that has opened up. It was always there, was always forming. We couldn't see it because I was still down in the process of the hero or the heroine's journey. So I'm experiencing it, and as well are many of my clients that I've been working with for quite some time. So glad that we're talking about this today, and the energies support it. And it's just going to get better and better moving through November into the big event on December 21st.
Yeah. And so let's talk about the big event, and then we'll backtrack. Because this is one of those days where when you think about, let's just say when you think about astrology and awakening, this is a different kind of awakening today. So let's just talk about this for a minute. You know, today is one of those days, if you read about it, Venus in Libra, and it continues to square Pluto in Capricorn. So what does any of that mean? Here's what it means. And sometimes these decisions happen for us, right? You know, Venus in Libra is focusing on relationships, and it's not just love relationships, it's relationships. Right. And sometimes in these relationships, it can cause a bit of a problem with those two coming together, right?
Yes.
And so, you know, this is where you're looking at, let's get advice, let's move forward. But the point about this one is this. Pluto jumps in and says to Venus in Libra, come on. Make a choice. What do you want? This or that? And by the way, this is playing out in our political system exactly this way, right? Because relationships happen across the board. You may walk into work one day, Jennifer, right? You may walk into work one day and you're thinking, yeah, we've got all of this set out. And three of your employees walk up and say, I'm quitting. Because this is the energy of you make a decision, this or that. And it can be tough, right? It can be tough, can't it?
Oh, it can. And I'm so glad we're talking about relationships, because, you know, that's one of my special areas. Because this energy is really what Pluto and Uranus are doing for us. First and foremost is our relationship with ourself, and then our relationship with the divine. And that's what 2019 broke down codependency. And then 2020 came in and cleared out all the nonsense that doesn't serve us anymore. We had the opportunity to do that for ourselves if we chose to do it. Or we could cling onto the past for dear life on that sinking ship. Or we can let go of what's no longer working and build this entirely new relationship with ourselves and with the divine so that we can move forward into these beautiful new energy, exciting energies coming for 2021. So you're right. Uranus is part of what Uranus does. It also holds the vibrations for your past lives as well, your past and your past lives. So Uranus will come in and give you a jolt, a kick in the seat, if you will. So you might have some type of a surprise, like you're saying. You may have three direct reports walk in and say, you know, I'm out.
Yes.
I'm going to go on and do something different. And it's okay, because we're all doing that in some way, shape, or form. But the idea is for us to let go of what has outgrown, that doesn't serve us anymore, that is not in, that goes out with the Piscean age energy, so that we can evolve into the higher vibratory energy of the Aquarian age. So absolutely expect some exchanges with yourself, but it's meant to move us forward, and it's meant to bring us closer to ourselves so we can discover who we really are and deepen our connection with the divine if we choose to do so. It's always a choice, always.
And you know where it's playing out? I have a friend that lives in Oregon, right? And so we sit in our own respective, let's say, hubs, right? Because we know what's in front of us. We know what we're doing. We know what not to do. But my friend had something interesting. She says, you know, do you know why it's so hard for the decisions to be made about how to operate through COVID? Well, if you look at this zodiac sign and you look at awakening, right? What does an awakening do for you? What does an awakening do? Now, when you couple that with Carl Jung's version of a spiritual awakening, mm-hmm. a spiritual experience, how do you put that all together? But one of the hardest decisions, and that's why I think this is why you have this Pluto up in your face to Venus saying, come on, dudes, make the decision. You do this or you do that. And it's a black and white, cut and dry kind of thing, isn't it?
Well, it is in some cases, but another one of the gifts of Pluto also is it brings up what's been hidden underneath that needs to be completely reformed.
Oh, boy.
And that's a part of why we're seeing, and you've brought up what's going on in our election process here in the United States. And a big part of this is it's really not about politics. It's about what was underneath the whole time, what was fake, what was real, what was being reported as true, which is not true. And every person being held accountable for our own integrity, each and every one of us is held accountable for our own level of integrity. And that's a part of what we're seeing right now. And that's what's going on with Pluto and Uranus. And then Neptune is still in retrograde. And when Neptune moves direct later in the month, we're going to have we're going to have a lot of people wanting to tell their truth, right? So that's a part of what we're seeing. So I'm seeing this with my clients as well. What's coming up in sessions are people who are truly set to heal and truly getting their new life on track, because I think we're making a big shift from getting your life back to stepping into your new life, because we're not going back to our old lives anymore. And what I'm seeing with so many of my clients is it's based on every thought, word, and deed that each of us has. And is every thought, word, and deed based in kindness? Are we leading with kindness? Are we being gentle first with ourselves and first with others? And then that has a massive ripple effect in every area, beyond any area that we can even see or sense with, even multidimensionally. So we're seeing that a lot, but it's an incredible opportunity to come back to yourself. And to your point, if something gets shaken up rocky in this week, or it has been the whole year, but if we still have some more big changes coming on, just embrace it, take a look at it, try not to judge it, do your inner check, work with your guides, and make that decision and go for it. And at the end of the month, with this full moon in Gemini in 8 degrees, we're going to have full support and visionary energy to move forward no matter what. So it's coming. We're just getting the last of these little dregs and last of the, we're acclimating to the changes. We're integrating it, embodying the changes that we're making.
Yeah. And one of the things I want to say to everybody for a moment is, if you're feeling like today, right, if you're thinking to yourself, what are these two talking about? I feel like going and playing. Well, you do feel like going and playing, because what's happening is the moon at the moment is in what playful, crazy planet? Wait for it. Sagittarius. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to break down awakening. We're going to break it down into a couple of different places. Just give us a few minutes. Take a short break. When we come back, we're going to break down the good, the bad, and the ugly of awakening, because it is happening. When it happens inside of you, let me just tell you, yeah, you better get your ping pong paddle out. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
To your call inside you, it's time to awaken.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen, and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares practical tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you learn to live your best life. Live the good life, connecting your physical and spiritual self with Sabrina Wright, every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationDocRadio.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you, Benny, for playing that. Welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on, because today's show is about burning bright. And, you know, what it means is to look at the awakening. It's different for everyone. But before we get into what does the awakening mean, Jennifer, how do people find out about you? How do they work with you? Please give folks some information.
Yeah, so my website is burnbrighttoday.com. Head on over to my website or at burnbrighttoday on your favorite Insta account. And there's services listed, and certainly reach out, call my 1-800 number into my call center, or shoot me an email and we'll get on a schedule for a complimentary consultation. And I'm excited to tell you, going through a whole new rebranding, we'll be talking about that a little more next month. So a lot of new exciting stuff going on. So if you're looking for some support through energy medicine for the thoughts, memories, and emotions of why you're battered and bruised coming out of 2020, and looking for some answers of why, it's here for you to support. So if that's something feels like you may want to do, reach out to me at burnbrighttoday.com.
Awesome. Now let's take a journey. Let's take a quick journey into the world of awakening. You know, awakening is both awakening in the physical sense. People know it as an act of awakening from sleep. In a sense, that's what we're talking about. But we're also talking about the act or an act or moment of becoming suddenly aware of something, you know, and this is really kind of the dance that gets done between the physical nature of awakening, meaning I'm waking up from sleep. And in a sense, awakening in the metaphysical and spiritual realm is also waking up from sleep, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. So, you know, when soul, that part of us that is divine, incarnates into the third dimension, into the physical human body, comes through the womb, where it's nice and safe and warm, and water is our surrounding, surrounds us with our nutrients and our security. We come through the birth canal, we're born, and holy cow, we're in this huge world with all of these energies and inputs coming at us from all directions, and we don't have the cognitive ability of what to do with it, so we rely on our parents. Then we go through this incredible journey of life. You know, we go to school, we're introduced into our family culture, our community culture, our national culture, our global culture, our entire human experience, and we pick up layers and layers of things that actually aren't really ours. So we spend our entire life kind of, and I talk about it in my book, twisting myself into a pretzel, trying to be what everybody else wanted me to be. And the further I was twisting myself off of who I really am and what I should really be doing, it dimmed my spiritual light to the point where I was, you know, completely burned out. And to the point, as everybody knows, I had a near suicide attempt. A significant health crisis from this. And it was a long journey back. And in my journey back, as you're seeing now, there are continuing, it's a continuous process of becoming our true selves and who we really are, and awakening. It's a continuing process of awakening, raising our level of awareness to what's true and what isn't. What is true for us, not necessarily true for somebody else, and you know what we're going to do about it and what actions we're going to take to align ourselves with who we truly are, as well as bringing the spiritual and the physical sides of us together and connecting with the divine. So once we get that, we're burning bright. Our soul star is shining. The central sun is shining through us, and we've got our we're connected to unlimited energy, and we're connected to unlimited wisdom and power of the divine. And this is this huge journey that all of us are on. It just looks different for all of us. And it is a lumpy, bumpy road, and it is not for the faint of heart, right? When we signed up to incarnate, we're not taking any slackers down here, right? So if you're feeling battered and bruised and wondering, you know, WTF, what the heck is going on with my life? You're not crazy. You're just going through an awakening. So congratulations are actually in order.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting about this, we went through a phase in the 1900s where, and you could tell that this was true, in the 1900s, the term awakening was just off the charts being used, but you could tell why. You know, you had all these authors writing about it. You had this new wave of psychologists and psychiatrists coming out and becoming spiritual about it, right? So 1900, you saw the metrics for the word and the idea way up there. Then it went into la-la land until 2019. And then in 2019, we're now using the word and the idea of awakening to the equivalent of the transformation that went on in the 1900s, early 1900s. And what went on in the early 1900s was more than just an awakening of a physical nature, what was going on in the world. It was also this spiritual convergence, mm-hmm. where science was meeting metaphysics, right? Where you were talking about things at a certain level, and then you get people to come out and say, wait a minute, there's a spiritual awakening that could literally take you to another dimension.
Right.
And this is now the phase we're in. Why do you think, Jennifer, why do you think now this has become the thing that is meant to heal us?
Oh, I think there's beyond a shadow of a doubt that that the awakening was designed eons ago. And let's just pause here for a moment, because I think that it's really important for just to hold gratitude that what an honor and a privilege it is to have be incarnated here on earth right now at this time. The Piscean age has ended, and as of December 21st, which we're going to talk about the big conjunction that's going on, launches us officially into the Aquarian age. And everything that we had before, we have to let go of, because our awakening, our rise in consciousness, our rise in vibratory rate has now finally come to the point where we can now accept these higher healing energies. But to be able to accept higher healing energies, our consciousness has to raise first, because every healing, regardless of the modality, regardless of how it comes out, if it is seeing your internal medicine physician, if it is through a pharmaceutical pill, a surgical intervention, if it is from a diamond therapy practitioner or gemstone therapy or Reiki or acupuncture or any type of massage, whatever the healing comes through, it is always divine love that is actually giving the healing. And it's a frequency that comes through. So beyond a shadow of a doubt, this was written in the stars all of these times. It was all part of the divine plan. We just weren't able to see it. Hence the term 2020, the year of perfect vision. And the what God and the universe has done has provided us with all of these energies that, of course, come from God and from the highest levels of heaven, so that we can choose to raise our vibration, our vibratory rate, so we can receive these healing energies. This is an unprecedented time in human history, and we're taking massive steps forward in healing and our consciousness so we can go on to an amazing Aquarian age. I mean, to be here right now, I mean, mind blowing to be on the cutting edge, and to be cut on the cutting edge as an energy practitioner, energy medicine practitioner, is mind blowing. It's a tremendous responsibility, and it's an honor and a privilege. And anyone now who's interested in looking into any of these alternative therapies and getting to the root cause of what's going on in your life, now's the time, and the energy to support it, because it's all based around the awakening. We have to be awake. Well, you wouldn't even be tuned into the show if you weren't awake.
Yeah, no, that's it.
You wouldn't be able to hear it.
And we're having our own personal awakenings at many levels. And part of this is really getting a feeling and a sense of it. But when we come back, we're going to talk about something that has been going on since the fall that's leading up to this event. And when you look to the skies, those of you, well, if you live here, you can't see it. But if you live in a place where you can see the sky, like where you live,
yes,
Jennifer, then what happens is you have slowly been watching Jupiter and Saturn. And you've been watching them, and it's almost as if they're on a collision course. So when we come back, we're going to talk about how close these two come and what happens on 12/21 and what we are going to help you prepare for from now to then.
Yes.
It's a big one. It happens only every 20 years in this way and for other things longer. When we come back, we're going to talk about what happens when the planet of possibilities gets close to the planet that devours its children. That was a great painting, wasn't it? Isn't that awful to say about Saturn? Oh, don't send me the emails about Saturn, because I'm sorry. Isn't that famous painting, Saturn devouring children? When we go back, we're going to talk about not only how to get ready, but how to be ready for what you will receive. And it is magnanimous. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you one of the many women in the world who've carried the burdens of work and family with the added circumstance of the pandemic? You are not alone. Join Mary Rose Campbell with five other powerful women on Saturday, December 5th, starting at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, for the International Conference on Resilience for Women, as they share what they've learned to create power for themselves under any circumstance. Get your tickets now at ResilientWomen'sConference.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Hobert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Hobert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyhobert.com. That's drkathyhobert.com.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show, Heart Change Consciousness, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transition, simultaneously the most difficult and vital part of the human experience. Without change, how would we grow? Tune in to Grounding Into Your Radiance with Stacey Barber every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Step into your truth and allow the light into your life. For more information about Stacey and her services, visit StaceyBarber.com. That's Stacey, S-T-A-C-I-E, Barber.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Just love that song. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. You are listening to the Burn Bright Today Show with Jennifer Marcinelli and me, Dr. Pam. We are talking about the awakening. And we can say the awakening because it's happening across the board in so many, many places. You know, there was an article that was written, I can't remember what magazine it was written, that literally was called The New Awakening of COVID-19. And I thought, what? I didn't read the article, so I don't know what it is, but it got my attention. Right. And so I am really stunned by how often this word's being used. It's also being used both from a metaphysical and an astrological perspective. But before we get into that, it is really being used in the healing of us.
Yes.
The healing of our past. Tell people how you're helping them with that.
Yes, absolutely. So head on over to Burn Bright Today and check out some information that I have there about how gemstone and diamond therapy combined with the holistic approach of neurolinguistics practice and combined with Reiki helps get to the core of the injury, illness, or life issue that you're facing. So if that resonates with you and you'd like some support getting through these kind of tough times right now, go to Burn Bright Today and shoot me an email and get on my schedule and let's get into a complimentary consultation and get you started. Because there's a lot going on and the awakening in the healing arts and energy medicine, this has been going on really big since 2018, but it is magnified now. And what I'm finding is a lot of folks are really needing support to help make this big change, especially through the, you know, this last big push, November to December 21st, we got a big push coming on. So a lot of folks are needing some support. And if that's you, reach out and we'll help you get through some of this.
Yeah. And let's talk about this. Just to be clear to folks, when you're looking for Jupiter in the sky, it's shining. It's very shiny, but don't confuse it for Mars, which is a reddish color.
Right.
Jupiter is a very vibrant color. When you're looking for Saturn, you know, Saturn's a little bit more difficult. It's not as bright, but you'll be able to see it if you have a clear sky. Okay. What have you found this conjunction? By the way, they've never been this close since 1623. They will come back again in 2040, but not this close. Tell us what you make of all this.
Oh, so we're calling this, and as you've probably heard, it's the Great Conjunction. It takes place on December 21st. And it's on December 21st, which is the winter solstice. So this is obviously by divine plan, like everything is, but it's in your face by divine plan. And from the 20th, 21st, and the 22nd, there's, according to space scientists, a big surge of energy coming through our sun, which will also activate the central sun in the earth, which also activates and further illuminates our soul star. So in gemstone and diamond therapy practitioner and practice, we work with the soul star chakra as well. So there's going to be a tremendous amount of illumination with this. This has never happened at this level before, ever in humanity's entire history of humanity. So it's really big. And that's why we want to talk about some steps leading up to December 21st so that you can make sure you're as prepared and that you have what you need to get this big surge of energy. Everybody on the planet's going to get it. Some of us are really going to know it. We're all going to experience it in our own way. It is a very positive energy that you can ride and heal and move on into great things and set yourself up for a phenomenal 2021 if you take a few steps between now and then.
So what is your sense of, like I said, the good, the bad, and the ugly? Because I want to talk about this for a minute, because we don't often think about Sagittarius in that way, or rather Jupiter, which rules Sagittarius in that way. But there is some work we need to do before 12/21 in the age of Aquarius. There's something we have to do, or many things we have to do. Yes. Give us a sense of what's hitting you up beside the head.
Okay, so my gentle 2x4, shall we say, upside the head, I'll just, you know, a little confession of a holistic nurse here. I have a moon in Sag. So I'm August 30th, so I'm a Virgo by tropical chart, and I have a moon in Sagittarius. So what that means to me is I have always, all the way up until now, found a tremendous amount of my security related to my financial flow and related to money in the bank. And up until now, I actually had a very strong attachment to it, meaning that I had invested with every ounce of my being, I felt secure if I had money in the bank. Well, what did the universe bring me to break that attachment and help liberate me to set me free? A crazy set of circumstances that everybody knows about, a very unexpected catastrophic divorce that really made major sweeping changes in my entire financial makeup. And I had to watch my savings account and my retirement go down from a lot to just a little bit, right? What this did for me is it helped break my attachment to I had an inner sense of security tied to my finances. And this is not healthy. Money by itself is neutral, but I had an unhealthy attachment to it, meaning that is not where my security now comes from. My security now comes from my connection with the divine. And it took, air quote, losing it all for me to twist and turn and be able to surrender this all the way, to let it go. So it's like, okay, now I can make room for the new higher vibration cash flow that's coming in. But the important thing is not that it was about money. The important thing is it was about a false sense of security and actual attachment. And that was my lesson. So that's what we're all going through, that we've got to finish before the end of the year. Identify for yourself, if you have your natal chart or work with a practitioner, identify what attachment it is that you're breaking, that you just got to let go of, and you're going to have to move on to something new. And from then on out, let go of that and make room and hold gratitude for what's coming in that's higher and better, and ask for something higher and better to come in, and then be open for that. And I'll share with you a little exercise you can do to help yourself along the way. This is something that I've done personally, and I've recommended this to my clients. And that is, make a list of all, take a moment with yourself and reflect on what you've learned in 2020 and what you've let go of, what is no longer in your life, what you've been forced to let go of. And then make a list of, I no longer fill in the blank. I'll give you an example. Confession of a holistic nurse. I no longer make excuses for other people's behavior, but I commit to fill in the blank. I commit to evaluating how a person treats me with dignity and respect or not. And if not, leave them be and walk away. And I made an entire list, and it's now 8 pages long. So that's something I recommend for everybody. I no longer fill in the blank. I commit to fill in the blank. And I just encourage you, everyone, to take time with this exercise. It's going to really help you move forward, even through these next couple of weeks. This is a fabulous time to do this exercise at home.
And, you know, people are asking this question. They're asking, well, wait a minute. What are you talking about with Jupiter and what are you talking about Jupiter and Saturn and the age of Aquarius? Mm-hmm. So a lot of people are referring to December 21st, right, as a cosmic event that takes place within the sign of Aquarius on December 21st. Now, why do people even say that? Well, we're having these two planets dance, Jupiter and Saturn. You know, they're dancing. So, right, if you think about Jupiter and Saturn, right, I have a friend that talks about her two kids differently. And by the way, my mother used to talk about myself and my sister in this way. You know, I would be the one that's always optimistic and bubbly, right? I would be the one that, you know, no matter what, the only birthday party you ever had, it like snowed and nobody's coming. So I would be the one that would be able to say on a day like that, oh, okay, well, maybe we can go build a snowman. My sister, not just saying, but she could be on this, like, yeah, I am Jupiter. She is Saturn. And my sister would be right up there looking at me and saying, what a disaster. What a bummer. You're never going to have a birthday like this again. You know what? Let me just devour every bit of hope you have. And so these two planets, really, it's so fascinating to see them come together, because one is going to bring you the optimism of the new year. One is going to bring you the optimism of a vaccine. One is going to bring you an economic, for sure, economic optimistic perspective. Just think about Jupiter on steroids, right? That's the way it's going to come, because it has to balance what's going to come on the other side with Saturn.
Right.
And on the other side with Saturn, I'm not going to read you the dates of 20 years ago. Where were we, right? Where were we 20 years ago? We don't even want to talk about, you know, 20 years ago, just the bubble coming out of all of the dot-coms. But when you put them together and now overlay it with what? Jupiter, it's done with Capricorn. Yes. So all of your hard work, Jennifer, all the sweat and the pain that folks had to go through to just put a dime on the table or pay past debt or staying alive, we come into a new age. And it is in the sign of Aquarius, December 21st, right? Yes. The first time in nearly 400 years that we're going to experience this alignment. So what can we make of this, Jennifer? That's where I want to go. What can we make of it? What can we prepare ourselves for in this great conjunction? Because I got to tell you, sister, it's right around the corner.
It is right around the corner. So to prepare ourselves for what's coming, I've kind of made some notes here. So I'm going to actually take a peek at my notes here. But we've just had the new moon in Scorpio, which will bring with it, if it hasn't already, profound insights of what was really going on under, beneath. What was the underlying arcing theme? Basically, you know, what is our soul path that we agreed to on this lifetime that we actually agreed to and mapped out that was going on? So we can stop blaming others for everything that's happened to us because we agreed to what's going on. So the first path is, with this new moon in Scorpio, to be open-minded and open-hearted and ask for your insights, receive your insights, reflect on your insights, take it on the inner, do your own check, meditate on it, and get these profound insights of what really was going on, what it actually means, not with the mind, what, not with the media, not with the news, not what anybody else tells you, but your individual meaning. From there, we've got Neptune squaring both of the nodes and going direct. And Neptune is about decay. It's about spirituality as well, but it's also about decay in the form of the energy of what is no longer here will now die out. So we won't have to be connected to the meaning of what we went through. We have the opportunity to dissipate any negative or painful energies from what we've been through. That's Neptune going direct. So we would really want to take the opportunity to look for the deeper meaning behind the changes, what's happened in our lives, the changes that you've made, and what it really means to you. Because coming upon that, we then have the full moon lunar eclipse in Gemini. I believe it's on November 30th. And there's going to be a lot going on. There's going to be a lot of people now. There's a lot about speaking truth, which we know symbolically the mask had a lot to do with it. I'm not talking about science of the mask. I'm talking about the symbology of wearing a mask. People being able to speak their truth. And we're going to see with this lunar eclipse in Gemini, and each of you may really be wanting to feel the need. I have something to say, but I would like to just offer from the School of Hard Knocks a little pearl of wisdom. And that is, as you speak your truth, you can really help yourself and everyone else by doing so carefully and doing so with kindness. And make sure that when you are speaking your truth, to take kind regard for any other person or a situation or a company, because we don't want to project any negative energy toward someone or something. It's really important at this time, and I've been getting this in my sessions for months now, but now more than ever, the way that we behave with kindness, we need to speak with kindness and we need to speak with love. So as you feel the need to maybe confront or have a meaningful conversation or share your truth, especially if you're on social media, that is an ink in the universe, folks. Do so with kindness and do so with very kind respect for the other person if someone else is involved. Then from there, we move into the new moon in Sagittarius on 12/14. So get ready because it's going to have the moment of truth. The curtain is going to part. And we're going to be on our stage and we're going to be without any of the old tools of Pisces. And we're going to be saying, okay, I'm on my new stage. I have my truth. Now, how do I do this? And it will then give us the opportunity to be deeply connected to our inner voice, our own inner voice. So that is really what I have mapped out. That's what I've gotten from my studies with astrology, what I'm holding myself to, and what's coming up in my client sessions. I'm seeing these patterns have emerged. So I'll toss that back to you for a little bit.
Well, let's just talk about why. And let me get underneath it because I want to follow up with what you're saying because you're so spot on. You know, and there always is a caveat when we look at signs, right? You have to look at where you are. Jupiter and Saturn are the two largest planets in the solar system. So let's start there. One represents the expansion of horizons. The other one represents very strict boundaries. And that's where you are. But here's what's different now. Saturn will enter Aquarius for the first time in decades on 12/17. So even though we're talking 12/21, here we go. Now we get this planet not really comfortable in the Aquarian energy. And then Jupiter hops over 2 days later on the 21st. They're both going to be at zero. They're both going to be at 0 degrees Aquarius, right? To form the great conjunction of 2020. People say, why? Why are you making such a, it is a big deal.
It is.
Because these conjunctions happen every 19, 20 years. So the first time these two planets have aligned since 2000. But this is the first time, this is the key right here, that these two giants will be meeting the innovative, open-minded sign of Aquarius since 1623. This is the inspiration that inspires rebellion, unconventional thinking, brighter visions for the collective. So the takeaway for those of you that are worried about our buddy Saturn, it hasn't been in Aquarius for like 400 years, right? So now what is the thing to do when we think about these two? It's exactly like you said leading up to this. You're going to be faced with facing yourself. Yes. So here we are. For 2020, we've been dealing with the intensity. Are you ready? Of Saturn and Jupiter in Capricorn. I mean, Jupiter in Capricorn is supposed to be, yeah, it's about this, about work and money. Then you got the other one coming along saying, nope, we're going to make sure that don't happen to you.
Right.
And right alongside. So how is this going to change? What can you do to get ready for this whole lot of Capricorn rule-oriented structure? I mean, isn't that what we went through this year? Rule-oriented structure, authoritarian energy. That's Capricorn. We have seen it at every level, right?
Right.
But now, oh, we're going to move into Aries Aquarius. That is the new age of freedom. This is the time of great shifts which occur, even though we could be confused. So here's the takeaway. The lesson for this is you trust yourself and you lean into your dreams.
Yes.
That's the takeaway.
Yes.
That will shut off that Saturn energy in a minute, don't you think?
Well, the dark side of the Saturn energy.
The dark side.
The dark side, because every energy has light and dark. We have light and dark. Every planet has light and dark. And Saturn also rules time and karma. So, yes. So, as long, to your point, get good, meet yourself, everything that we just talked about. Proceed slowly and carefully. Do your inner checks. Check with your meditation. Follow your intuition. Work with your inner guides. Make sure that you are fully integrity and facing yourself and making any changes. Find meaning in what you do. You don't have to go out and start your own company. Maybe you do. But make sure that what you're doing is you're waking up every day saying, I love what I do, and I'm putting my love and energy into it. All of those things will help you align yourself with the highest vibration of these two planets coming in this grand conjunction. And you're right. The old way of the authoritarian, my way or the highway, rigid rules, that all got broken down in 2020. That's what this has been all about. That's why things are falling apart. Because the new enlightened leadership can now come up into the new enlightened leadership, and we're now going to lead with kindness instead of leading with aggression. So you're right. Get centered, stand in your integrity, lead from kindness, and do your inner work. As I tell all of my clients, do your inner work, do your work, and you're going to be fine, and you're going to be thrilled at what begins to transpire, because we're creating the lives we live.
And that's it. And we're going to be talking more about this as we roll forward, because it gets boiled down to very specific things. You know, we launched the network under the sign of Sagittarius 10 years ago. And, you know, it's interesting about what this means now. Each sign will have a different approach. But the lesson and the awakening you and I are talking about, it's a new freedom and a new day.
Absolute liberation. That is about why 2019 completely shattered our codependent relationships. Those had to go. And that's why 2020 has taken out, cleared the path. Think of it like a snowplow clearing the path for you to now drive through. That's why we've felt these losses. And we're going to feel more loss because our attachments are breaking, right? But you're exactly right. This is about liberation. And it's about moving from the old sacred masculine. Now we have the new sacred masculine and in complete balance with the divine feminine. And we're moving into the Fibonacci spiral, where now we're going to go with the flow, follow natural cycles, and follow our inner guidance, even at work. Even at work, you're going to follow your inner guidance. It's a whole new way of being. And if we've done the work, it's going to be so much better. 10 years from now, we're going to look back and go, how the heck did we ever live like that?
Exactly. Jennifer, thank you so much for today. One more time, please let folks know how they can find out more about you and this year and what you're doing and what you're creating, people, is to help navigate through this new sense of freedom, this new sense of self-love and trust. How do they get to work with you?
Yeah, absolutely. Head over to burnbrighttoday.com. Shoot me an email or call the 1-800 number and book a complimentary consultation. And we'll take a look at what you're going through, what's going on. Maybe you have an injury, an illness, a disease, or maybe you have a life issue. Let's talk about it and get you in. Let's get to the core and get you on to your new life, right?
Absolutely. And I want to say to everybody out there is there is a side of this which is just lighting up on the inside. You know, we are moving into a different energy and it's already starting. So what will you do today to create that shift within yourself? As Jennifer would say, today's the day to burn bright today. Jennifer Marcinelli, I'm Dr. Pat. Stay tuned. We got another hour coming up.
Thank you for listening to Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be sure to tune in each month for your monthly dose of inspiration and illumination. As a board-certified holistic nurse and energy medicine practitioner with years of wisdom and experience, Jennifer has dedicated her life to solving the problem of burnout and helping others to take a stand for their health. Your first step to taking your life back is Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. For more information about Jennifer Marcinelli and her work, including her new upcoming book, visit her website at burnbrighttoday.com.